This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
This is Brian Hobbs, host of the Insight podcast. In this worldwide response to the coronavirus outbreak, we are talking to Oklahomans who have been impacting and leading the response in ministry ways. And today, Brad Graves joins us. He serves as pastor of Ada's First Baptist Church. And Pastor Brad, we thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for addressing this serious thing in the context in which we live. I'm grateful for that.
Well, I've seen you leading your congregation in exemplary ways, and I thought you could help us think through how you're thinking through all this.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you. Of course, like every pastor that I know, none of us have experienced leading through a pandemic. That's just certain things they don't teach you in seminary. So this is kind of like building the airplane in flight, if you will, for many of us, because it's already taken off the ground, right? So we decided pretty much on Sunday. No, that's not true. A few days earlier, we went ahead and met Sunday, but we knew that it was going to be probably our last time to meet. And so we took some precautions and had that. And sure enough, we were right that it's going to be our last time to meet for a little bit. So we broke out a 3-point plan. And because the question most people are just asking is, are you going to meet? Are you going to meet? And that's a good question, but we wanted to make our response more than, are we going to meet or not? So we decided that when we told them all the communication coming from us, it's going to be 3 points: our schedule adjustments, our ministry opportunities, and our financial giving plan. Now, those things are going to be equally communicated in every communication to our church members, because I don't want them to see just if we're meeting or not. I want them to know how they can serve through this. And as a pastor, I want them to know where we're at financially and what we're doing to be stewards during this time, and also let them know the opportunity to give and to serve the community and just where we're at. So with that, we had our meetings. We had meetings all day yesterday, trying to adjust, trying to change, and the news reports came out, and we adjusted again. So we're doing like most people are doing. We're doing our live stream a little bit different. We're going to pre-record ours just so we can do it with more excellence. And then we're going to have watch parties, people's homes of two families or the one family, with more social engagement. So we're going to pre-record ours this Thursday with the whole worship and message. And that worked best for our scenario. That way we can do some Facebook Live stuff and some more other engagement without worrying about preaching, if that makes sense. We're doing that. But our ministry opportunities also are going to go on those things as well. And we're telling our people, because we're doing this, this frees up some of the stress of meeting on Sundays. So we're putting out 3 points that we think we can do well. When it comes to ministering, Brian, during a time like this, you got to do what your community actually needs and also what your church can do well without putting either one at risk. So our thoughts were we launched 3 things, shopping for seniors. We heard of the story of some seniors in the parking lot of the grocery store who were afraid to get out of their car. They were in their 80s, and they're afraid to get out of their car, and they were yelling at customers, not in a bad way, but shoppers. Finally, one lady went over to check on him, and the lady was crying. She said, listen, I have no one else to help me. Can you go and buy my groceries for me? I'm afraid to get out and get to the grocery store. So gave her some money and gave her the list. The lady went shopping for her and brought it back. It just kind of touched her heart. So I was like, you know what? Would anybody be willing to do that? And we had an overwhelming response of people in our congregation said, listen, if there's somebody who needs shopping, we'll go. So we're going to limit that just to the seniors who are afraid or unable and should not get out because they're the most vulnerable. We want to protect that. So we're going to shop for them. And we got that with the Walmart app. So they can just do it. We go pick it up. We have another grocery store in town that's agreed to go and shop and take the grocery back with the bill, to write a check, take that back to the grocery store. We got some communications like that. And then we're also doing our blessing baskets. We do this for Thanksgiving. But we went ahead and adjusted some things. And we're going to be able to do a call-in order blessing basket where you email us the needs, and we have, it's kind of like a food pantry that delivers. We're going to have a little bit of that going on, but we have very limited items, stuff that we're actually able to get, some household items, some hygiene items, and some basic food. So we're going to have a little bit of blessing basket during this time. That's going to start going on between now and a while. So it won't be a whole lot of groceries, but there's going to be some for those, and that's going to serve whoever is at need financially. And then one thing we're doing is that anyone can do in Oklahoma, I think, is sack lunches for kids, for schools, because schools are now shut down for 2 weeks. We immediately reached out and said, hey, where do you need us? What can we do as a church to help serve? And the biggest question was the sack lunches that are coming up, how they get into the kids who are at home by themselves. So, like, you know, hey, count on First Baptist. We'll deliver them. We'll be a station. Whatever you need to do when you go into your meetings, just know you have an army of staff and volunteers over here that will do whatever you need. And I think we're going to either be a station for the sack lunches or we're going to man the stations that they set up for them. So those are three of the ways we're responding right now. And in that, also, we're letting them know about the financial opportunities that they have to give, how we're being stewards and making some freezing some spending accounts, and obviously also talking about the electronic giving options. So we're sending that email out with those three sections, and every time they get an email from us, it's going to have those three departments. They know this is a three-legged stool that we're sitting on. We need all three of these things to be communicated because that's the life of our church. So that's kind of how we're responding, and I hope that's clear and not too much, but that's kind of our initial response to that, Ryan.
Thank you for sharing that, and I love how you were able to engage the people in the process through prayer and action. You know, I've heard Dr. Dilbeck, Hans Dilbeck, say, not every church can do everything, but every church can do something when it refers to ministry context. So as people hear this, they can contextualize it to their area. Pastorally, and thinking of the scriptures, how are you trying to sound a note of hope amid a fearful time?
Man, I appreciate that. You asked a good question. My main text for Sunday was John 14:27. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives you. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid, John 14:27. With our people, we told some of the stories from church history, as most pastors did on Sunday. But, you know, peace isn't challenged unless there's a backdrop of contrast, which is panic, pain, or problem. Courage isn't challenged unless there's some type of force against it. Weight, you know, strength isn't challenged unless it's measured by weight. Everything needs a contrast of a backdrop to see where it really is. Now is our chance. God has given us an amazing opportunity to stand out in our communities as people of peace. That's what Jesus said in John 14:27. He goes, I do not give you as the world gives you. The world gives a peace, but the peace that Christ gives is directly from him and tailored specifically for us believers. So our peace should be stronger, should be more eternal, and should be able to resist the panics and pains and problems that other people have. So our challenge to our people was, listen, obey the rules. Don't be rebels. Don't do that. But go into the middle of the mass, and you have your peace. When they say you can't meet for school, when they say you're on quarantine, when you say you don't have this shopping at Walmart, make sure you're that person of peace, and people say, how come you're so calm, and that is your opportunity. So everyone's looking at us. Everyone's watching us. We're going to lead forward knowing that we have a peace from God. And, you know, as I said, the world's peace is just it's temporary. It's a little more shallow. It won't last. It won't survive. But the peace from Christ is a gift that comes directly from God. So because of that, the strength of that gift is even greater than what the world gives. So that's kind of why we're leading through this. We're doing other things. We're going to have some prayer times at the church. We're going to have all those opportunities. We're doing care calling where we call and check on our seniors. Our staff, because they're not having to work for Sunday now, are going to be a lot more engaged and be able to reach out and check on people. So we're ministering, checking on people. But that's kind of our mantra going forward. Hey, here's our mantra, Brian, going forward, if I can, and say, listen, the church is open for business. Even though where we meet, when we meet, and how we meet is challenged and changed, we're still open for business. Because the church is in every segment of the society, every corner of the culture, right here. So we're always going to be open, even if we don't meet or can't meet or meet differently. So that's kind of the challenge we gave our people, is to not hide, but be there with peace.
Amen. Well, Pastor, thank you for taking time and showing what the Lord's doing among this and for how you've served and led. We appreciate you so much. And check him out online. You can connect with Brad Graves and Ada First on social media. And thanks again for taking time on the podcast today.
Hey, excellent job. Appreciate you guys and all you do. God bless you guys.
God bless you. Thanks.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.